Eliza Alvarado's workplace looks just like a candidate's election headquarters in the final days of a competitive race. Signs, flyers, stickers, and buttons are stacked on tables and along the walls. People are working the phones to get support. But Alvarado and her group, the Advocacy Alliance Center of Texas, aren't pushing a candidate. They're pushing a lifestyle change. She's trying to get people in the Rio Grande Valley to vote.
The statistic that we hit is 2 out of 10 vote here in the Rio Grande Valley and 6 out of 10 vote average in the state of Texas. So we want to reach 65%. We want to be 5% above the state average.
Alvarado says there's no shortage of national voter programs coming to the Valley to get more people to the polls. But those programs tend to show up only every 4 years during presidential elections.
Which is great. I mean, we completely support that. However, you know, if we want this to be a cultural change, and if we want this to be something that is sustained, this needs to be here. It needs to be grown here. It needs to be from someone here.
Alvarado wants to grow voter rolls by collecting as much data as possible over several years, figuring out who is and isn't voting, and even calling participants up to find out why. During her research, some people, especially young voters, have said the perception of political corruption is one reason they don't vote.
You know, a lot of people, you know, are discouraged. They say the same people get elected, you know, that they don't feel that their voice is, you know, being heard.
In Hidalgo County, some call it voter fraud or coercion or even vote harvesting. All are run through people called politiqueras. They spend the year making connections and even friendships with locals, creating a list of people who will vote the way they tell them to. They then offer that list to local candidates for a price. Renee Salinas is a longtime political activist in the eastern Hidalgo County town of Elsa.
I heard one politiquera say that she had 500 votes lined up for anybody who was willing to buy them.
And this isn't just for federal or state races. County commissions and school boards are heavily contested and use politiqueras to win elections because of the winner's ability to control hundreds of thousands of dollars in business contracts.
There is an underlying corruption as far as what these people will do to hold on to power.
Almost everyone in the county has a story of politiqueras taking money to get people to the polls, but those claims have not yet led to an investigation. Here's what is being investigated, so-called voter assistance. Under normal circumstances, it's the perfectly legal practice of letting a friend help a disabled or illiterate person to cast a ballot inside the voting booth.
In the last couple of county state elections and local school board elections, too many people are being assisted to vote. Too many, way too many.
That's Hidalgo County District Attorney Rene Guerra. He claims local adult daycares are being bought by candidates either through friendships or cash, which leads to mass assisted voting.
They're being hauled in buses or vans owned by the daycare centers to go vote.
And it's not just the elderly being used to boost candidates' vote totals. Flores de la Ruiz is also from Elsa. She says just last week, cafeteria workers at the local school district were told by their manager they would be heading to the polls together.
The manager told the rest of the workers that if they didn't vote for the right party, that meant that they could lose their jobs.
An official for the EdCouch Elsa Independent School District told KUT they had not heard of any employee forcing workers to vote, and that it's district policy that once an employee is at work, they can't leave to vote. But the recent spike in voter assistance in Hidalgo County led District Attorney Guerra to ask his county commissioners for extra money. He wanted to hire additional investigators and convene a grand jury on illegal voter assistance. Commissioners voted to give him the funds.
You need assistance? Come and tell the grand jury why you need assistance. You don't have to tell us how you voted, but I want to know why this person assisted you. And then we're going to investigate the person who's assisting.
Guerra and others hope this investigation will end fraudulent voting, or at least lower its frequency. State Representative Aaron Pena lives in Edinburgh, in central Hidalgo. He says beyond having a clean election, limiting the perception of corruption in the valley should also help bring back voters who had given up.
They just choose not to get involved. They don't want to be involved in the process.
And it's not just voters. Pena says the system keeps good candidates from running because it can be too hard to win a race without using the politiquera system. Pena says he first ran for office to speak out against corruption. And after 8 years as a Democrat, he jumped to the Republican Party because he says it was becoming too hard to run against and fight to end the politiquera system.
And as a Republican, I feel free to criticize what's occurring. I tried it as a Democrat and was denounced for talking about our dirty laundry in the Democratic Party.
By switching parties, Pena was also able to hold on to more political power in a House that was more than two-thirds Republican. He used that power in an attempt to pass a bill changing voter assistance practices. The bill didn't pass, and Pena was attacked by members of his former party for the effort. But now the Hidalgo DA, a Democrat, has taken up the battle to limit illegal assisted voting. Pena is hopeful the DA's efforts will be a first step at changing the system. But the DA's office is, of course, an elected position.
And if you begin to attack the livelihood of this army of politiqueras and the machinery that comes out of the old boss system, you're challenging the livelihoods of a lot of people, and you're risking losing in your next election cycle.
Pena says the system can change. He knows there are good people from both parties who want to see an end to the politiqueras. But he says getting it done will take more political courage than he's ever seen. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.